You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It is the Lake Show. Henry was in a bit earlier today. Steve Thompson here. You typically hear me on Saturdays and occasionally filling in for Henry here on the Lake Show. Chris Tubbs is our producer, and we're in until 9 o'clock. Nico Medved led Colorado State almost to the Sweet 16. They got beat by Maryland, a buzzer beater. Quite a finish in that one. Made three to go ahead, and then a two-pointer for the Terps, and they advance. Colorado State has done. Nico Medved on his way to Minnesota, home to Minnesota, to take the Golden Gopher job. And Andy Greeter joins us from the Pioneer Press. He covers the Golden Gophers and the Loons. Andy, good to visit with you.
Yeah, same with you, Steve.
And Andy, not really a surprise, because Nico Medved has been tied to this job when Ben Johnson moved on to the hot seat and then was ultimately let go.
Yeah, it was a name that came up kind of initially on kind of hot boards, if you will, of kind of lists of guys that were mentioned the last time around when Ben Johnson ultimately got the job. And Nico was a guy at that time as well. And he just had more success at Colorado State over the next, you know, 4 years to show that he was really a candidate that they needed to take a look at, because he checked a lot of boxes that I felt was important with the job. You know, a smaller program that punches up above its weight class and has success and does it, you know, at a place that doesn't have as many resources as other programs, which is kind of indicative of what Minnesota is, and is a proven existing head coach, right? I think when you look at Ben Johnson, this was his first time as a head coach, and it didn't work out. So they needed to go back and get a coach that had experience, and they do that with Nico Medved, who has 12 years experience and has been to the NCAA tournament 3 of the last 4 years.
Yeah, and there's a lot on his plate when he comes in, hit the ground running, because, you know, the transfer portal, name, image, likeness. I mean, there's a lot to do just to put a team together and a staff for next year.
Yeah, and like I said, he's well-versed in this space, having done it at Colorado State and kind of being able to knock off Memphis as a 12 seed in a 12-5 matchup, and he's kind of realizes what he can do with less NIL money, but now he's coming to a place that has more relative to them but less relative to other people in the Big Ten, if that makes sense. But the Gophers are making a very big commitment to men's basketball. You can see that in being willing to pay a $3 million buyout to have Ben Johnson leave, paying a $3 million buyout to get Nico Medved away from Colorado State, and also making a commitment based on what I can report and what others have done so as well of revenue sharing that's coming online next year with $20 million that athletic departments are able to spend in direct payments to athletes. And the Gophers saying that they're going to spend what's expected to be more than what's usually the allotted amount, what the forecasted amount is going to be, with football taking the lion's share. And the Gophers are saying we're going to spend a little bit more on men's basketball because they want to make this a winning program that's consistently contending for spots in March Madness.
Yeah, and putting people in the seats, getting people excited about the program can pay financial dividends as well and help all of this along. But it's been well documented, the challenges. You talked about name, image, and likeness money. And Ben Johnson kind of caught in a really tough spot and a revolving door and trying to get players to stay. And that's just the nature of the beast. But and then there is also the building. And we spent a good chunk of the first 30 minutes of the program talking about Williams Arena and what needs to be done to that facility. If you're going to keep it, it needs significant upgrades.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be interesting to see what Nico has to say about it tomorrow, just given the fact that he, you know, has lived it, right? He grew up as a fan, was a student manager, was an assistant coach, has seen what other places have as far as amenities go. I'm sure he's going to say that when there's a winner, the place is full and it can create a home court advantage. But you're right. I think there's definite upgrades in a remodel that needs to happen with that. You know, I was able to report last year that they had an architectural design firm put together a feasibility study on either building a new arena or different ways to create renovations to the barn. And that was kind of all tabled over the last, you know, couple of months as they've had to carve out $20 million in their budget for revenue sharing. So that kind of changes the dynamic, and it's going to be what it is for the short term. And they're going to have to make do with you know, the fact that it's almost a 100-year-old building and try to find ways to win despite it at the moment.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other moving parts in this sports marketplace. And, Andy, I know you've got a very crowded sports marketplace here, and moving up the ladder and creating visibility and excitement. Yeah. There is an appetite for it, but you got the Vikings and the Timberwolves and the Wild and the Twins and the Loons as part of your beat, and the Lynx, et cetera. I mean, that's just pro sports, let alone all the other competitors in town.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt it's different than a lot of their Big Ten competitors that are in college towns. You know, there's as everybody knows, it's difficult to kind of make inroads in this market, given the fact of, like you mentioned, all those competing teams. And I think college basketball is at a bit of a crossroads too, right? I think when you look at fan kind of apathy to the fact that it's an entirely different team every single year, it's hard to kind of know guys and rally around them and see their development and get to know them a little bit when they're new faces on the majority of every roster. And, you know, it's really kind of become a month-long sport, right? I think it still has that pull when the calendar flips to March and you have tournaments and you have buzzer beaters and you have, you know, drama and upsets and Cinderellas, and maybe not so much this year, but just traditionally. So there's, like you said, there's still a pull of it. But if you have a winner, if you have a team that plays an exciting brand of basketball, I think Nico Medved is going to bring that. And he's known as an offensive-minded coach. I think you saw them, you know, play in a very entertaining style when they beat Memphis, when they almost beat Maryland, a team that beat the Gophers earlier this year. You could see the fact that there are pieces to do it. And you also see kind of in the way of the guys that Nico brings in, right? I think he's shown an ability to develop NBA players. David Roddy at Breck, obviously, is the number one example there. Isaiah Stevens, Nick Collins, the guy that they just had this last year, he's going to get drafted. So they have talent. They play an exciting brand of basketball. And it looks like Nico Medved is also kind of in the PJ Fleck school of, like, you know, being more, being about more than just basketball and bringing in the right people and doing it the right way. And I think those are all things can resonate with the community as well.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love. or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair has got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Andy Gritter joining us from the Pioneer Press, covers the Golden Gophers and the Loons, available online at TwinCities.com. And joining on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Nico Medved will meet the media tomorrow. And it's inevitable, keeping talent at home. And the Gophers, every coach faces that question about, And there is a lot of talent. We had the boys' state basketball tournament wrap up, and there are a lot of players in this state, and that is a challenge, keeping those kids at home, and keeping those kids at home for more than 1 year in the era of one-and-dones and the constant transfer portal.
Yeah, I mean, you can also just look at March Madness and the number of players from Minnesota that had success in the tournament during the first weekend. Obviously, it's going to be very important for Nico to continually make inroads when it comes to recruiting the state. And I can guarantee you that he's already talked to Isaiah Osama, the freshman point guard from Cherry, who's kind of wondering about if he should stay in Minnesota because he was recruited by Ben Johnson. But I'm sure Nico has done everything he can to try to get him to stick around because he was a exciting young player that looks like he can develop into a quality player in the Big Ten. And I'm sure there's part of that conversation is, Nico expressing who he is and what he's about and where he's from. And I'm sure that resonates for a guy in Osama that is from Minnesota that wanted to stay here, that wants to do it and kind of create a legacy here. And I'm sure that is helpful for Nico to say, hey, I'm from Roseville. Hey, I went to the University of Minnesota. And I've seen it when it was great. I believe that we can get back there. And those are all the kind of recruiting things that I'm sure Nico's using, has used already and is using continuously as the transfer portal opens here today.
You brought up something earlier. Players with local ties, or for that matter, wherever they come from.
Yeah.
Some continuity. And that goes beyond Nico Medved, Mark Coyle, and the University of Minnesota. It also gets into the game as a whole about this total lack of continuity in the game hurts everyone.
Yeah, and I think you're all for kind of free opportunities for players because they didn't have any for so long and they weren't paid before. So, but I think there needs to be some sort of, kind of common sense to this thing, right? That you can't just transfer every single year. And sometimes in the middle of the year and, when the portals open, saying that they're a trust and they kind of violate antitrust laws. So I think it's difficult to say where that comes into play. But I think if you build it the right way with the right guys, you can be something like you see with Gopher football, right? There's been a number of times over the last couple of years where other people have come in and tried to poach or provide more for Gopher football players, but they stay in Minnesota because they believe in what's being done here, and they can have an opportunity to be successful, and it's about more than football. I think there's something very similar can be done in basketball. If you get the right guys and you develop them and you show the track record over time, that kind of reinforces a desire to stay, I can see.
Yeah, and Andy, do you get any sense on what his staff will look like? I know guy who was on Ben Johnson's staff, Dave Thorson, spent a lot of time, a longtime De La Salle coach, and then worked for Nico Medved at a couple of stops along the way before joining Ben's staff. But do you have any idea what the staff will look like, or will we find out more tomorrow?
I'd expect Dave Thorson to be around. I've heard that, as we talked about Nico Medved for so long, there was talks of Dave Thorson sticking around well before this news became official. So I think there's an expectation that Dave Thorson will stick around. One of the top assistants at Colorado State under Medved, looks like he's going to be the interim head coach. He might become the permanent head coach there. So he's not bringing at least one assistant from the Rams to Minnesota. I don't know who else is going to be on his staff. I think that'll come out in the next couple of days. I think the biggest thing right now is trying to get in the transfer portal and put together a roster. They had 10 seniors that they honored. They had a couple other underclassmen that have announced that they're moving on in the transfer portal. I don't know if Nico Medved makes calls to some of those guys, if he feels like they're the right fit for him. But that's kind of where we're at right now. It's portal season, and they're trying to put together a roster because that needs to be happening immediately.
Well, and Andy, it's got to be nerve-wracking. Not only do you get a coaching change, but this transfer portal stuff, it's got to be insane. You probably are like, I don't want to miss anything, but you need to sleep as well.
Well, I mean, selfishly, you needed Colorado State to lose last night. I think that was – that was important from a Gopher perspective for that reason, right? You need to hit the portal and you need to try to bring in a new talent to make a team for next year. So while it was difficult to see a quality performance and a hard buzzer beater as a neutral, as somebody that follows the Gophers, I think it was exciting to see a buzzer beater for the first time in the tournament. And from a Gopher perspective, selfishly, probably wanted to see that happen so Nico Medved can be made official, so he can start making calls on behalf of the Gophers, that he can have his introductory press conference on Tuesday, and he can start to get the ball rolling. But, Nico's been a part of this. He's seen the changes to the sport, so this isn't going to be coming as a surprise or a shock to him. He knows what he's doing, and I think he's probably energized by the fact that he's got the revenue sharing that's behind a Big Ten institution that's showing a deeper commitment to basketball. I'm sure that kind of invigorates him as he gets on the phone and gets Zoom calls and sets up visits and those sorts of things about what he can sell, and he's got the enthusiasm and the momentum right now as being that new coach.
Well, Andy, always good to visit with you. Look forward to your coverage as this story evolves. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Andy Greeter, Pioneer Press.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.